This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, before we begin today's program, just this word. We're excited about this week because, you see, on Friday, we celebrate our 1,000th broadcast of Cross Hope on Sirius XM, the Family Talk Channel. Doesn't seem possible when this program started in June of 2010 that I would be talking about the 1,000th broadcast, but that's what I'm doing. It's this week on Friday. We're in the second message in a series about the final week in the earthly life of Christ. It's a message about Jesus cleansing the temple. And there's a parallel message in it that the Lord wants to cleanse something called the temple that you and me. He wants to cleanse our lives and our minds and our souls. We'll talk about that all this week. Hope you'll listen this week, especially on Friday, the 1,000th broadcast of Cross Hope. Rick helped me with this, putting this together, this illustration here. I asked him to come up with some phrases and words that are overused in our culture. There are a lot of phrases that you and I use, and not only that, they're overused. He said the most often used phrases in resumes, highly qualified, self-starter, creative, problem solver. Phrases we use all the time. I couldn't care less, think outside the box, it is what it is, it's not rocket science. At the end of the day, global warming, my bad, cougar. Is that what the word, cougar? Yeah, okay, I thought maybe it's overused. Okay, fiscal cliff. Well, that is right, about older women. Yeah, okay, I just dawned on me. You know, I got a joke about that. The big thing now is women dating men that are 20 years younger than they are. That's the kind of the in thing. So I told somebody just this week again, some of you have heard this before, that if anything happens to me, that means Annie will be going with a 40-year-old to Cheesecake Factory. If anything happens to her, I'll be going to MCL at 4 o'clock with an 80-year-old. So that's for the early supper. That's what's going to happen. Just thought I'd share that with you. Cutting edge, spoiler alert, bro, ridiculous, awesome, literally, whatever, seriously, nice, like, you know. I want to talk about another one because it's in the title of our message today. We're going to talk about a makeover. Makeover is a word that's used and overused in our culture. Everything from physical looks, from weight loss, to plastic surgery, to dress, to hair, to houses, to homes, everything is tied up today with makeovers. I love what this young lady from Lexington, Kentucky writes by the name of Marin. She says, my mother loves a good makeover. She doesn't settle for any old haircut or makeup change. She makes over entire rooms. My childhood was spent painting the kitchen at least once a year. I've seen apple green, barn red, shaker blue, and her current pick white. While some might call this indecisiveness on her part, I disagree. She's really very decisive. She knows when a change is needed, so she makes it. And she plots, not plans really, but schemes how best to beat away the boring, that which does not add excitement to her home. I want to talk about a spiritual makeover, or the title says holy makeover. And I want to tell you this right at the beginning. Nobody, and I mean nobody, in this room has what it takes to do a spiritual makeover. It's something that only the Lord God Almighty can do in your life and in my life. He does any changing in your life. He does any makeover in your life. It's done by Him. Well, you're listening to a message called Holy Makeover from Matthew 21 about the cleansing of a physical temple in Jerusalem. The Lord wants to cleanse the temple that's known as you and me. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we begin by reading the text from Matthew 21. Tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.